New device rules on some U.S.-bound jets.
Airlines will have just 96 hours to comply.
President goes to Capitol Hill.
Making an appeal for Obamacare repeal.
Supreme Court nominees, big day.
Will face questions and more criticism from Democrats.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Evaluated intelligence about ongoing potential threats. That's the reason being given for new rules on some jetliners bound for the U.S. CBS's Jeff Pegues says it'll affect passengers on flights from airports in eight countries.
The new rules by the Department of Homeland Security will prohibit flyers from directly carrying on any electronic devices larger than a smartphone in the main cabin of an airplane. Devices that must be checked in luggage include cameras, iPads, electronic games, tablets, and laptop computers. The precautionary security enhancements are being implemented at 10 different airports in eight different countries across the Middle East and Northern Africa.
Former CIA number two man Michael Morrell says it's hard to pinpoint the nature of the concern.
The fact that it's focused on putting explosives into electronic devices and focused on airlines suggests Al-Qaeda. But when you actually look at the countries, it looks more like ISIS. So at this point, I don't think we know which group is behind this. It could be either one.
Well, last night, President Trump sought to rally support for the Republican health care bill. And this morning, he goes to Capitol Hill. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In Kentucky last night, the president took his case for repeal and replace to the people.
Medicine prices will be coming way down. Way, way, way down, and that's going to happen fast.
Next hour, Mr. Trump heads to Capitol Hill to rally House Republicans 2 days before an expected vote. Overnight, GOP leaders dropped more than 40 pages of changes to the bill aimed at getting it over the goal line. The amendments give states more control over Medicaid funding while instituting a work requirement. They lay the groundwork for the Senate to make the tax credits in the bill more generous, and they speed up the repeal of Obamacare's taxes. But it's not clear those sweeteners will be enough for GOP skeptics. Steve?
Well, the White House isn't backing away from President Trump's claim that President Obama wiretapped his phones during the campaign, despite FBI Director Comey saying yesterday there's no evidence of that. Comey also confirmed an investigation into possible collusion between Trump campaign officials and Russia. Correspondent Chip Reed.
CBS News has learned that those being investigated include former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page, one-time campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump.
Democrats complain Comey confirmed the Trump campaign probe after the election, but spoke about the Hillary Clinton email investigation during it. Fox News Channel has pulled a commentator off the air who stoked the allegation that President Obama spied on Mr. Trump, suggesting British intelligence had helped.
Did the British CIA, as I keep calling it, the GCHQ, actually do this? They say no. The intelligence sources with whom I spoke say yes.
And Andrew Napolitano's claim was later disavowed by Fox. The British dismissed the assertion as nonsense. One of President Trump's closest confidants is being positioned closer to the commander-in-chief. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
A White House official confirms first daughter Ivanka Trump will be getting an office in the West Wing. Her lawyer issued a statement saying Ivanka will advise her father on initiatives important to her. She will not be an employee, but will abide by the ethics restrictions applicable to employees. Trump's husband, Jared Kushner, is already a senior advisor to his father-in-law.
And she will get access to classified information, but Ivanka Trump will not have an official title. Key issues figure to be front and center today as the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court pick kicks into high gear. CBS's Steve Dorsey is covering.
Neil Gorsuch will face an exhausting barrage of questions today. Opening statements from Democrats yesterday showed they're concerned about how impartial he'll be if confirmed to the court. Gorsuch pointed to his record on the Federal Appeals Court in Colorado.
I've been in the majority 99% of the time.
Democrats say he's challenged women's and workers' rights, Senator Dick Durbin.
In case after case, you've either dismissed or rejected efforts by workers and families to recognize their rights or defend their freedoms.
But Republicans say his record and reputation have earned him bipartisan support, Senator Orrin Hatch.
He has the highest level of professional qualifications, including integrity, competence.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
North Korea has sounded off. A statement on state-run TV says the country has the will and capability to respond to any attack from the U.S. It's an apparent response to Secretary of State Tillerson, who said all options, including a preemptive strike, are on the table to blunt North Korea's nuclear program. There's word a leader of the Irish Republican Army, who eventually was a player for peace, has died. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
There are many in Northern Ireland who have good reason never to forgive Martin McGuinness. As an IRA commander and enforcer during the Troubles, he gave orders that cost Catholic and Protestant lives. Sinn Féin's Gerry Adams was the Catholic separatist movement's moderate face, but it was the militant Martin McGuinness who persuaded his fellow hard men to lay down their arms.
Hello again.
Meeting the Queen.
How are you keeping?
Fine, thank you very much.
As a political leader in Northern Ireland's power-sharing government.
My war is over. My job as a political leader is to prevent war.
Martin McGuinness, dead at 66. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A friend of the Charleston church gunman who knew something but didn't say something will be sentenced today. CBS's Jim Crisula.
22-year-old Joey Meek faces up to 33 months in prison for failing to tell authorities that his friend Dylan Roof was planning on shooting African Americans during a Wednesday night Bible study. Debbie Barbier is Meek's lawyer.
Mr. Meek understands that every court proceeding in this matter brings the families back to that horrid day of June 17th, 2015.
Meek has said he did not take Roof seriously when the white man said he was going to kill black worshippers to start a race war.
Despite pleas from both families to surrender, there's no sign of a 50-year-old Tennessee school teacher and a 15-year-old student he's accused of kidnapping. A lawyer for the girl's family says the teacher had been investigated after a student reported seeing him kissing the girl. One of the holiest places in Christianity has a new look. Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger has the story.
The ancient tomb of Jesus at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre here in Jerusalem has been fully renovated just in time for Easter. It was the first renovation of the so-called edicule in 200 years after Israeli authorities ruled that it was structurally unsafe. Feuding denominations that control the holy place put aside their differences to allow the repairs in the name of Christian unity. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Former Saturday Night Live star Joe Piscopo says he's more serious than ever about running for governor of New Jersey. Piscopo, who poked fun at the state on TV, is a lifelong Democrat who backed Donald Trump and is looking at running as an independent. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.